And welcome everyone to another
very Merry Christmas edition of the Hour Bomb. Well, this is our Christmas episode, right? I mean, this is before we're going to Christmas?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, you got family shit to do next week, don't you?
Yes.
Oh. Damn you and your family shit.
I'm taking Christmas break next week, so there's no show next week. Because if you can't have me on the show, there's no show.
Oh, no. We could have a show.
It would just suck.
Yeah, I don't think it would be as good as it could be.
So. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. Ooh, we got a little bit of feedback kicking in here, and I'm not sure why. Anyway. So, yes, welcome to the, I guess, Christmas edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host.
Ho, 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 slap Jason's balls. All right. They're jingly.
Wow. I can't believe you went there with that. That's actually kind of funny. So, anyway. God. The hell is that sound? I don't know.
Oh, no. Not another cable.
No, I don't know. Hold on, guys.
This is what happens after a pay-per-view.
I don't know if it's a cable or what the fuck it is. This is bad. You would have thought someone would have done the sound check before the show.
Okay.
All right.
Go figure.
I think it's working out.
Oh, God. I hope so.
Don't touch anything.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to. Anyway, so yes, welcome to the Christmas edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halber, joined as always by my partners in crime.
That's right, the big A, Adrian Masters here.
Hey, and the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
So how the hell are you guys doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good, good. Let's see, Hooks can't hear. Maybe if you turn up your speakers? I don't know. Anyone else having that issue? Because I can't tell.
Yeah, and unfortunately on our end, we're not able to tell whatsoever.
Oh, hold on. Maybe try that now. I think we had a server error there here for a second because it just popped up on my screen. So anyway, okay. All right. So anyway, how the hell you guys been?
I know.
I'm tired as hell.
I'm good.
Oh, poor baby.
I had a weekend off.
Tough work at the jizz mopping station.
Yeah, a lot of people jizzing.
jizz all the time.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know either.
This sucks. This hurts my ears.
And see, now it stops.
Yeah.
I don't figure.
Lord only knows what the hell's making sound this week. If it's not one sound, it's another.
Okay. Yeah, that is true.
So, anyway.
I had some Krispy Kreme donuts this weekend.
Lucky.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fresh Krispy Kremes. Like, I went to Krispy Kreme, the store, and got them.
What? Yeah, but you work, or you live, like...
A mile from...
I was going to say, he's within 5 minutes, at most.
Yeah, at most. There's that sound again.
What the hell?
Stop breaking our shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Adrian.
Yeah. Is that for you with the bad sound check? Because that's what that should be for.
Well, if we would have had time to do a proper sound check.
Well, if you weren't just over there just playing around all night.
I'm not playing around all night. I'm doing other shit that needs to get done. Like putting together a toy for my son.
Yeah, which apparently is...
Broken.
Nice job on that.
Oh, yeah, that pisses me off so bad.
Yeah.
Been working my ass. Dude, I had to go to the mall today.
Yeah, fuck you.
What?
Yeah, I actually worked today.
Yeah, I don't care. I had to go to the mall. I'll take standing in your little 12-foot section of the store or going to the fucking mall any day during Christmas.
Mopping the booth. Would you take that over it?
Maybe. But, you know, Jason Heath is bitching a little bit, so you know what?
What?
Well, goddamn, it won't work.
You have there it is. Vagina! You have a vagina!
Yes, you have a vagina, so shut up. But, yeah, I had to go to the mall. Was it there for like 3 fucking hours today? God, it was terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to the mall if I was being threatened with like being shot, because I'd just be like, you know what, just shoot me, I'm fine.
Well, see, my wife is really good at picking up presents for my aunts.
Okay.
So she's like, oh, we need to go to Bath and Body Works. And I'm like, oh, boy, can I take a bullet to the foot?
Yeah.
You know, just bad enough to worry. Or even I could go just get one of those little scooters.
Yeah.
You know, right around the, you know.
As interesting as all this is, I got a feeling that the people, they want to hear us talk about the pay-per-view.
There was a pay-per-view?
Yeah, there was.
There was a pay-per-view.
Oh, son of a bitch. I knew I forgot to do something tonight. God damn it, guys. Well, so much for this show. We'll see you guys next week.
Hey, no, right. No. Hang on.
What?
At least pretend like you watched the pay-per-view, because we actually tried to watch it.
Yeah.
It might have cut out a lot.
Yeah. At least the last hour of it did.
But, hey, free things happen.
Well, huh?
These free things, well, sometimes it don't work so well.
Yeah, I can't wait for that network to show up. Anyway, so, well, I guess I'm not going to go into the usual spiel, because it's a no time limit hour bomb.
That is true.
And, yeah, so I guess.
Oh, we didn't do a roll call.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. No roll call.
Okay. I don't know what the hell is causing this. I think it's you.
That ain't me.
It could be my shoddy sound guy.
That's you.
That'd be you.
No, the other sound guy.
There isn't another sound guy. It's just you.
This one, Heath. He was messing with shit earlier. I blame him.
Whatever.
Anyway,
Richard says it's him.
Oh, okay. Probably is.
God damn it, Richard. That's why we don't let you on the show anymore.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, speaking of that, I didn't have a chance to get Skype set up, so sorry, dude. You're on the bench this week.
Enjoy. Sorry.
Yep. Enjoy it, buddy.
But hey, you know what? Roll call.
All right. Who we got in the chat room?
Let's see here. We have Mr. Richard 269.
Hey, bulk up.
We have Hooks.
Bulk up to you.
We have Blue Wizard, Leonard Taylor.
Hey, bulk up.
And we have Montana Man.
And a bulk up.
There we go. There it goes again. I can't figure
out. Just ignore it.
I'd love
to. Try to ignore it.
Yeah, well.
Otherwise, you're going to be doing that throughout the whole show.
Well, I probably will be doing it throughout the entire show. I wonder if that's got something to do with it.
What did you have wrong?
Maybe my cable wasn't attached all the way to my microphone. That could be causing it. I doubt it, but.
Hooks can hear now, and so can Richard.
Good.
All right.
Anyway, so I guess we're diving in. Anything you guys anything else you want to say?
Nope, I'm actually good.
Adrian?
I got this girl.
God damn it, son of a bitch.
I got mistletoe hanging from it, so if you kiss it, maybe
Oh.
I hate you sometimes.
You're welcome.
Anyway, well, I guess let's dive into...
TLC.
No.
First, let's kind of cover Raw just a little bit.
Yeah, we should. Something important happened on Raw.
Yes.
Did you know that?
What happened on Raw?
Well, we had
the 2012 Slammy Awards.
I heard about that.
That's right. That's what we're going to cover right now. We're not going to cover much of Monday Night Raw. We are, however, going to cover the 2013 Slammy Awards. Okay, so it wasn't my microphone causing it.
That is weird.
I have no clue what's causing that sound.
It kind of does interfere with what they're hearing, too.
I know it does.
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah, I know this. Alright, so I've got the list of Slammies pulled up here. So... let's go ahead and dive into those, shall we?
All right.
So, a lot of these happen on WWE.com. So, we're just going to kind of blow... well, we're not going to spend too much time on these.
Okay.
But, all right. First off, what a maneuver of the year.
All right.
Whatever that means.
Hold on just a second, folks.
Well, we do know it's a microphone issue.
Yes.
One of our mic cables might be going out. Son of a bitch.
That's great to hear.
What do you expect on Let's Get As Much Shit As Cheap As We Can?
This is what we get from buying stuff from the porn store that Heath works at.
Or Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Same thing.
90% of our stuff's from Radio Shack. Anyway, so what a maneuver of the year award. Yeah, and the nominees were... okay, anyway, what? The nominees are?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Roman Reigns' spear.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan's running knee strike.
Okay.
AJ Lee's Black Widow and Antonio Cesaro's Cesaro swing.
Who won?
That would be the spear.
Yeah, that's weak.
How is that weak?
Dude, it should have been the Cesaro swing.
Well, unfortunately, the WWE left the vote up to people.
Oh, and people are dumb.
People are dumb.
Yes.
Well, that or they rigged the vote. One of the two.
I honestly don't think they rigged the mic. Rigged the vote.
You don't think they rigged the vote?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. Just call it a hunch. I don't think they rigged it this time.
Okay.
This time. So.
You don't think they rigged any of the votes, or you don't think they rigged this one?
Oh, I don't think they rigged this one.
All right.
All right. So next up was Faction of the Year. Okay. It was... You ready for the nominees here?
Sure, because I can think of two.
Okay.
The Real Americans and the Shield and the Wyatt family?
And 3MB.
Okay. I'm going to guess the Shield one.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Surprise, surprise.
You still got it. Best Superstar Return of the Year. All right.
Let me guess. Cena is one of them.
No.
No?
No.
Or Rob Van Dam.
Rob Van Dam's on there. The Bellas are on there. Jericho's on there. Bruno's on there. And Goldust is on there.
I'm going to think the fans picked RVD.
Heath?
Yeah, RVD.
Yeah, it was Goldust.
Yeah, actually, I can okay.
I can't argue with that one. I, you know. All right, and couple of the year on WWE.com. You ready for this one?
Okay.
Who do we got?
All right. Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella.
Okay.
Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
Okay.
Fandango and Summer Rae.
Okay.
Tyson Kidd and Natty.
Okay.
Cena and Nikki Bella.
Okay.
And Naomi and Jimmy Uso.
Let me guess, couples of the year.
Daniel Bryan and Brie.
Cena and the other Bella.
The Big Boo Bill? No, it was Daniel Bryan and Brie.
Ah.
Yeah.
Suck it, Heath.
I agree with Mr. Richard. Who cares?
That's really, we don't give a shit.
Tag team of the year. The Real Americans, the Usos, the Shield, the Primetime Players, and the Rhodes Boys.
Well, I would say it should be the Shield, but fan vote, I'm going to go Rhodes.
Rhodes.
Rhodes. They won.
Okay.
Feat of Strength of the Year. Yes. Feat of Strength.
Wait, hang on. Let's back this up for a second.
Sure.
Team Hell No was a tag team champions for the first half of the year.
Yeah, they didn't even get put on the list.
Fuck them. All right, moving on.
Let's see. Feat of Strength of the Year. We've got Ryback, Shell Shocking Mark Henry. The Shield, Triple Power Bombs, Big Show. Mark Henry pulls two trucks with his bare hands, and Cesaro swings the Great Khali.
I'm going to say Cesaro swinging the Great Khali.
Cesaro swing!
You're wrong.
Fuck this.
Mark Henry pulls two trucks with his bare hands.
Meh.
That actually was fairly impressive. That I didn't see that.
Say what? Quote of the year. Oh, God. This one's retarded, too.
Can we just skip it, then?
Well, we got to cover. Okay, the one that won this one was from Dusty Rhodes saying, one stipulation. I'm in my boys' corner, and I'll be your huckleberry all night long.
Nice, okay.
With a sweet sapphire over there. The black of the berry, the sweeter the juice.
You haven't got to do that in a long
time. I haven't got to do that in a long time. Best dance moves of the year.
Fandango.
Was a nominee.
Primetime Players.
Not on there.
Oh, that's all right.
The Funkadactyls won this one.
Okay.
Favorite web show of the year.
The JBL and Cole show.
One that, yep.
Okay.
I can't think of another one that was on this year.
WWE Inbox.
Okay.
30 Second Fury.
I actually like that one.
And WWE Top 10.
Okay.
Best crowd of the year.
Ooh. There's been a couple of them.
Payback. SummerSlam. Raw in England in April. Or the Raw after WrestleMania.
Raw after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catchphrase of the year.
Okay.
Follow the Buzzards, Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
We the people.
Okay.
Believe in the Shield. That's what I do. Heath, I need you for this one.
On which one?
What's the one thing you can do that the rest of us can't, other than mop jizz consistently?
That's what I do.
Nope. Fandango, you dumbass.
Oh, Fandango. Oh, that one. Fandango.
And Daniel Bryan's. Yes.
Yes. That's the one, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That did one.
Obviously.
Yeah. All right, now the rest of these actually took place on the show.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We had a shit ton of slammies this year.
All right.
All right.
Dude, I want to take a second to talk about this. The Road Dogg and Billy Gunn's Dumb and Dumber outfit was great.
No, I take this back. We're still not online. We're on the pre-show of the Slammies.
Holy shit.
Yes.
That actually, I like Richard. Richard, I agree with that. That should have been the line of the year, too. Paul, say something stupid. Brock Lesnar.
I flew past these. Actually, that was a nominee.
Was it?
Yes. Yes. The Paul Kano eruption was on there, too.
Wow.
Paul Heyman, yeah. All right. So, the trending now hashtag of the year.
Okay.
The Shields believe in the Shield. The Authorities, best for business. The Wyatt families follow the Buzzards. Or the Real Americans, we the people.
I'm going to guess believe in the Shield.
Believe in the Shield.
Yes. This is awesome. Moment of the year. Kofi Kingston saves himself from elimination by using JBL's chair at Royal Rumble.
Funny, but not good.
Daniel Bryan wins the second WWE Championship from Randy Orton at Night of Champions. Dolph Ziggler cashes in Money in the Bank on Alberto Del Rio and captures the World Heavyweight Championship on Raw. Or Big Show knocks out Triple H on Raw.
Big Show knocks out Triple H. Sure.
I agree.
Yes. That one wins. Breakout Star of the Year. Still in the pre-show. So basically, Rookie of the Year. Fandango. The Wyatts. Big E. Or The Shield.
The Shield.
No, obviously
you can Shield. Make the argument for the yeah. Big E, though, but the
yeah.
Shield.
Yeah, I was going to say Big E, but it's like, yeah, they're going to say the Shield.
All right. Beard of the Year. Do we really need to go into this one?
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're actually going on to the show.
Okay.
Okay.
This happened on Raw.
Okay.
The LOL Moments of the Year.
Okay.
All right. Kali and Jinder Mahal tried to charm Santino's Cobra.
I was entertained by this.
That was kind of fun.
Yes.
It was really stupid, but it was entertaining. Yes.
The Rock concert at the 20th anniversary of Raw.
I got to say, I really did still laugh at this.
Vicky Guerrero fired as general manager on Raw.
This seemed lame.
And Titus O'Neil throws up on JBL, Michael Cole, and Zeb Coulter.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
And the winner is...
The Rock concert.
Yeah. That one. Yeah. What do we got? Double Cross of the Year. Paul Heyman turns on Punk and costs him the Money in the Bank ladder match.
This one I thought should have won, but...
Triple H turns on Daniel Bryan and costs him the championship at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Mark Henry turns on John Cena during Henry's retirement. And Shawn Michaels turns on Daniel Bryan and costs him the WWE championship at Hell in a Cell.
Paul should have won, but I know Shawn Michaels did, so...
I was going to say Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. Diva of the Year. This one was completely rigged,
this one
I believe.
Is total bullshit.
Yes. And I think Double Cross of the Year was, too. And I think LOL Moment of the Year was, too.
I don't think the LOL one was, just because really that was the best one out of those.
No. Honestly, out of those, I think the Kali and the Jinder Mahal thing should have won.
The Rock concert was hilarious, and that song about Vicky Guerrero was fucking funny.
Yes, it was.
Bitch, you look horrible tonight. It doesn't. Bear clapping. It was fantastic.
You look horrible.
Anyway. It was hilarious. That should have won out of those.
Well, Diva of the Year definitely was rigged. You had the Bellas, which how you're putting both Bellas together is beyond me. AJ, Funkadactyls, Caitlyn, Natalya, and Eva Marie.
Okay,
why is Eva Marie even on here?
Nominated.
I know.
I think we're gonna dive into this a little bit in another segment.
But anyway. Right.
So let's count this out. All right. 2 people from Total Divas, 4 people from Total Divas, 5 people, 6 people from Total Divas.
And AJ Lee.
And Caitlyn.
Oh, Caitlyn was nominated too.
Yes.
Okay.
Caitlyn and AJ were nominated.
Wow.
Now, those two should have won over any of them.
But
yeah, it should have went AJ, Caitlyn, the Big Boo Bella.
A little Boo Bella.
The small Boo Bella.
The Funkadactyls. No,
Natty. It should have gone AJ, Caitlyn, Big Boo Bella, Natty, small Boo Bella, Funkadactyls, and Eva Marie shouldn't have even been on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
anyway.
Your Bellas are our Diva of the Year.
Yay. Okay.
Whatever.
Bellas. Two women. Diva
Who
of the Year.
Who fucking cares? Can we move on now?
Whatever.
Superstar of the Year.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan, hands down.
Yeah.
Yes.
The nominees, Daniel Bryan, John Cena, Orton, Punk, Show, and Brock Lesnar. Why?
Well, Brock Lesnar pretty much won every match he was in.
I don't care. He hasn't been around in months. Don't put him on the fucking thing. No, that's retarded.
The Rock should have been Superstar of the Year.
I'm going to hurt you.
Well, anyway. I mean, he did beat Punk at Royal Rumble and Elimination Chamber.
Shut up. Fan participation of the year.
Okay.
You had R-Truth.
Hang on a minute. How is this award different than the chant of the year?
Because one's a catchphrase and one's not.
But most of them are the same thing.
Well, no, because here's the thing. Fandangoing is a nominee. And you don't have to chant anything to Fandango. You just have to sing his music.
Okay.
Let's go Cena. Cena sucks is a thing.
Okay. All right, I see your point.
R-Truth, right. What's up? And then Daniel Bryan's yes, yes, yes. Which won it?
Yeah. Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
I'm with the primetime players on this one. They should have been nominated at least for the millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. That's retarded.
Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
Let's see. Insult of the year, which really... Really?
Okay, what were the
Stephanie
insults?
Stephanie McMahon insults Big Show. AJ Lee drops the pipe bomb. Paul Heyman's insults towards Punk and Zeb Coulter's insults.
This one I felt was totally rigged because, I mean, how did AJ not win this?
Yeah, how did the pipe bomb not do that?
But
somehow Stephanie
insulting the Big Show won it.
That was crap.
Seriously?
Yeah, dead serious.
Oh,
now, the extreme moment of the year.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of extreme moments this year. So
no,
it's
no. Shield triple power bombs Undertaker on SmackDown. Ooh. CM Punk exacts vengeance on Paul Heyman at Hell in a Cell. Ooh. Ryback spears John Cena through the LED board at Extreme Rules.
This one probably should have won.
Yeah, and then the Wyatt family crushes Kane at SummerSlam. And
CM Punk actually won.
CM Punk.
The CM Punk won, but yeah, with the fucking kendo stick. So fuck you, Mr. Hardcore asshole down there with the fucking kendo stick.
And our match of the year.
Okay.
Best match of the year wasn't even on the fucking nominees.
No, the best two matches of the year weren't even on the fucking list.
No. Here are our nominees. John Cena and The Rock at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Undertaker against CM Punk at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Rhodes and Goldust against The Shield. Okay, that wasn't bad.
That one was a good one. So I mean.
And then the steel cage match with Triple H and Brock Lesnar.
Now, Punk versus Lesnar from SummerSlam wasn't on there.
Nope.
John Cena versus Brian O'Brien from SummerSlam wasn't on there.
John Cena against CM Punk wasn't on there.
Wasn't there?
No.
Yeah. So all three of those matches, better choices.
Then definitely two of those. Three of those.
The match on this list.
Cody Rhodes and Goldust against The Shield was really, really good at Battleground.
I'll give that. Yeah.
That one should have been on there still. But did you know the reason why they didn't have the steel cage match? Not the steel cage. Yeah. No. The CM Punk Brock Lesnar match on there? Because CM Punk's match with Brock Lesnar couldn't be better than Triple H's match with Brock Lesnar.
Wow.
So they couldn't put it on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your winner, John Cena and The Rock.
Big deal.
Here's what I've got for the
2000.
The quick summary of the
2012 Slammies?
Yeah, the 2012, which I posted on the group page.
Yeah, I saw that.
They couldn't even get the year right on the graphic.
I actually saw them do the graphic, and I caught the graphic. See, and I saw it, and I'm like, oh my god, that's great.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, huh? Kicked it back, I'm like, I can picture this. So, the 2012 or 2013, depending on what year you're really in, Slammies, here's my quick summary of it.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Terrible. But the problem is, you don't have a good way to do it. Because if you open it up to the fans, this is the shit you get. If you do it storyline, then they don't mean anything. There's no good way to do it.
Yeah. A storyline would have been better. Because at least you would have seen why stuff was winning as opposed to shit winning.
I don't know. But you were wanting to say something. You were wanting to say something about our wonderful first presenters on the actual show for the
LOL
moment of the year.
The Road Dogg and Billy Gunn dressed up as the Lloyd and Harry from fucking Dumb and Dumber was great.
Oh, that was hilarious!
Those suits were amazing.
You had on actual Raw. You had the Outlaws, the Shield. Eve came back to present. Oh, HBK, wow. Primetime Players, The Miz. Mick Foley and Bret Hart.
And some guy that I couldn't understand that claimed to be from Canada. I don't know who that was.
Shut up.
Don't I am a stroke. I am Bret Hart. Suck it.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina! I will turn it on to you if I need to. I am not above turning on
Bring
you.
Bring it, bitch boy.
Wait.
What?
Why are we turning on he's the one we rip on.
I'm loving this. I'm just kind of sitting back and enjoying the show.
I'm giving Heath the Christmas miracle here. I'm not going to turn on him this week much.
Much?
Much. I'm still going to give him a little bit, but you know.
Yeah, you're trying to get it to where I don't give him. You didn't want to have a game this week because, no, I'm not going to sacrifice this show for Heath as a Christmas present. Can't do it.
Yeah.
That's insulting my...
Richard wants to know what theme we had planned for him this week, if we were going to do one for him.
We had one.
I was going to have you come out to the Sunny Music.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, hold on. Just for Mr. Richard here.
Yes. That sounds like it.
This would have been your song this week, but you weren't on, so.
Nope. God, no, we're not serious. Anyway, you'll just have to listen to the show and find out later.
Yes.
We might hear it again. Anyway, so what else did we miss on Raw? Because there was
the other thing that was really worth noting on Raw,
uh-huh,
was the final segment with John Cena, Randy Orton, the 20 other WWE champions that were out there,
which was actually kind of cool.
God, what a promo!
And that whole segment, first off, how incredibly over Daniel Bryan was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen even a hometown crowd for anybody else like that ever.
No, God.
I don't think. I can't. Even that was bigger than Punk in Chicago, I think.
And I agree. Yeah, the fans hijacked the fucking segment there.
Oh, yeah. Like, they were burying Triple H in that segment.
Do you blame them?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
And, I mean, honestly, and then, you know, they're talking about, oh, this person held the title up, and then Stephanie's like, and everyone.
This is very key, and this is why Cena's very good at what he does, and it was one of the best moments because Cena took what they were given for Daniel Bryan, and they were starting to give it to him when he first started talking, but whenever he started using Daniel Bryan as an example, and was using it, the crowd laid off Cena for the rest of the segment. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I kind of did.
He diffused the crowd from taking away from this segment and stayed on point with what he was trying to drive home, and it was a great fucking promo all around. It was maybe the best promo Cena's ever given.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, I just want to point out that it was really funny because when Stephanie was like, oh, Triple H, best champion ever.
Oh, Punk laughing in the background was great.
CM Punk was talking to Del Rio and had to cover his face because he was starting to laugh his ass off. That was horrible.
That's what I expected from Punk, though, you know? Because you expect that. That dude, Punk was supposed to do that. That wasn't... Because I think that they're setting it up where at WrestleMania we might get Punk versus Triple H.
I don't know about that one. Well, I don't know if he wasn't...
Because think about it. The way that played out for the rest of the segment, whenever it broke down, who did Punk attack?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, maybe. It's possible. I'm not ruling it out completely, but I'm not buying it 100% either.
But Cena delivers an amazing promo. Orton goes to do like the attack on Cena. Cena shoves him away. Orton gets into it with Punk. Triple H throws Punk aside. Punk attacks Triple H. Then Shawn Michaels super kicks Punk. And then Shawn Michaels eats the flying knee from Daniel Bryan. Who Orton tries to RKO. Orton gets shoved off of Daniel Bryan. Gets shoved into Stephanie. Knocks her over. Triple H gets pissed that Orton knocked over Stephanie, so he pedigrees Orton and leaves Orton laying as he stands there with Cena, Kane, and...
Yeah, I was going to say, because you can't forget that Cena came over and checked on Stephanie with Triple H.
Yeah.
So, and then what does Orton wake up to?
Looking up at everybody, looking down at him.
Yeah. All right, anything else happened on Raw that we want to
talk about? That was pretty much it.
Okay. I may peruse it real quick just to make sure there wasn't a better What Stinks, but I think I got my What Stinks. I think we all do.
Yeah.
And I think it all came from, you know, the Slammies.
Mostly.
Yeah. I think we're going to have a special two-parter Slammies. I think we have enough, or two-parter What Stinks, because I think we got enough... ammo from the Slammies and from tonight to do multiples.
I don't have a lot about. I don't have a lot of What Stinks for tonight, though. I really don't.
All right. Well,
other than our feed sucking, I'll give that a What Stinks.
Yeah. Well, do we want to talk about our bet real quick, or do we want to dive into What Stinks?
Well, I think we should cover the pay per view first before we really get into the bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. All right. Well, I do not have the music for tonight's. I don't have the TLC theme, because, well, frankly, I forgot about one.
Whatever.
So, Welcome to 2013 Tables, Ladders, and Chairs pay-per-view.
dun, dun, dun.
Why don't you go and sing something for us, Adrian?
It's the table tennis chance pay-per-view match. Yeah. Okay, done. That's the song.
Yikes. Okay. Pre-show match.
Pre-show yes. match.
Had to. It was the Miz and Kofi Kingston again, right?
No, actually, no. It wasn't this time.
They did get into it on the pre-show.
So I mean,
they did. It was the Miz or Kofi kicking it off, right?
No.
No. Oh.
It was Dolph Ziggler versus Fon.
Holy shit! Wow, they actually had two different people on there.
Yes.
Whoa.
I know.
Poor Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler lost.
He went from headlining. Yeah, okay, maybe not headlining a pay-per-view, but fighting for championships to, hey, we're going to have you kick off TLC.
And lose to Fandango.
Yes. Did they want either of you guys watch that match?
I caught the end of it, and when I say I caught the end of it, I mean I caught Fandango dropping the leg drop on him.
Oh. I didn't get to see any of it.
But your winner.
Your winner.
Jason's favorite theme of 2013.
Do 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 do.
Fandango.
Do 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 do. All right, that's enough of that. All right, so now we're gonna actually go to the actual pay per view here. You ready for that one?
Yes. Sure. Let's hear it.
All right. So we've got. I don't know what we got. Hold on.
You don't know what we have?
Yeah.
Well, the kickoff match was CM Punk versus the Shield.
The Shield. It was. Hey, did you guys notice that Ricardo was on the Spanish announce table tonight?
I did notice that, actually. Because they pointed that out on the
show. Yeah, they did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cool. It was Ricardo on the, you know, he was one of the guys. Anyway, you used to have the Jake Mullen thing as your avatar in the chat room?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, my God. You're...
I haven't found something to change to it yet, so I'm still working that out.
Okay.
So,
well, we don't have Zeus tonight, so unfortunately, he can't find you anything better. So anyway, handicap match, CM Punk against The Shield. So, good match.
This match went exactly as I called it was going to go.
I'm thinking, yeah, it did. Well, hold on. Were you getting your information from Twitter?
No, I wasn't for that. I figured that was what was going to happen.
All right.
It is true.
Yeah. All right. But it was still a really good match. I'm still not, you know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me why. Sorry about that. It's been a long day. Why are you going to have him do this match except for it's going to signal the end of the Shield?
And it was certainly what it seemed like. I mean, Reigns took the eye injury early in the match, so he wasn't seeing right, apparently. So, Ambrose is going for... Or Punk's going for the go-to-sleep on Ambrose. Reigns gets in, and Punk dives out of the way, and Reigns spears Ambrose and gets tossed aside, and then Punk gets the cover for the three count.
Your winner.
Yay. And still, handicap match champion.
Yes,
CM Punk.
Overall, I mean, it was a great like opening match, though. I mean, it was.
It pretty much did what they're supposed to do,
right?
Get us excited.
And it really, I mean, there was a lot of tension there. It was there with the Shield, you could tell. And then the way it ended, it looks like there could be problems there.
Yeah, if they make it through the next week, I'll be shocked.
Right.
I'm thinking. Tomorrow night, Roman Reigns is going to almost get beat down by the other two. I'm thinking maybe. That would be my guess. All right. So we're going to move on to the next match.
All right.
That is the Divas title match.
Yay.
Yeah. What? Oh, I know why you're pissy about this one. So we've got Natalya against AJ Lee.
All right. So, alright for a Divas match, actually. Wasn't a lot I can complain about here. It was, you know.
It was your standard match. They gave him, you know, a good amount of time.
There was actually a couple different, with the different submissions and stuff going on here. I thought for sure that,
as soon as Nana got that sharpshooter locked in. I mean, it was a good sharpshooter, too.
He dragged her back to the middle of the ring. I thought she had it.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. We've got an actual decent match here. You know, we had the girls get thrown into barriers and moves off the apron and things like that. So, you know, a decent match. Natty gets her in the sharpshooter and we're like, holy shit, this is going to be it. Nope. What in the hell are you looking at? Why does Big E Langston have a dildo fighting He-Man?
I don't know.
Link that to the chat.
What?
Just get a... You need to get a link to that. No, that's the link for your search. Oh, yeah. Click where it says view image.
That is just wow.
Okay, maybe not. Anyway, not important. God. Just Google. Whatever Adrian Google. I don't know. Mm. Why did you Google that? Oh, my God. What? You're just. What are you doing?
Get my new chat image.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry, guys. Adrian's hijacking things.
All right, there we go. Is Big E Lee talking about his fine play to Kielbasa?
Oh, shit. Hook's just reminded me of something.
Yes.
So, okay. He thinks Ricardo should become the announcer for Sin Cara. So, yeah, Sin Cara came back.
You mean Hunakara?
Yeah, it was Hunakara.
Hunakara.
Just want to throw that one out there. Uh-huh. For those of you who haven't figured it out or can't read, the original Sin Cara. That's Hunako.
Yep, you can tell by the tattoo.
Yes. Okay, so I remember what I was going to say. Divas match. God, we are so off topic tonight.
Hey, your winner, AJ Lee. Yay!
Fuck you.
Suck it, bitch.
I feel a little animosity between you two for this match.
Oh, that's because this was a double point 1 week for my roster on the bet game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was the start of a good night for Adrian.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I'm surprised she won after her after she freaked out on the chick from NBC.
Well, apparently there's more to that whole story than what's on. I think we're going to talk about that a little bit later, so... Or do we want to talk about that now?
Why not? Right. I don't actually have a list for tonight's show. We're shooting from the hip.
Since apparently nobody else is right
now. Anyway.
Anyway, seriously, I'll take a moment out here and wish Dan Phelps a speedy recovery. We know he's in the hospital again. So.
Yeah, Dan, quit faking it and get back to work.
I'm telling you, man, leprosy.
Could be lupus.
It's never lupus.
You know, it was once.
Okay.
I find it ironic. He just gets sick during the holiday season at the retailer he works at.
It's like the summer, man.
He's been sick since like the TWR crew came to St. Louis.
Like, I think whatever Tyler had, he gave it to Dan before he left. Whatever Tom had, he gave it to Dan before he left, and Dan's never recovered, man.
He hasn't. What, he...
I was going to say, Dan's just never got rid of it at all.
I know, poor guy. But anyway, I just do want to be serious. Dan, get better. You've got about, 6 weeks, 5 weeks to get better for our show?
Yeah.
Get your shit together. Come on. You can't fake sick for our super show.
If nothing else, we'll still have Sean Brown and Michael Classic, right?
Yeah. Worst case scenario. All right. So, anyway. Talk about the freak out, Adrian.
Alright, so basically, Michelle Beadle, who is like the co-host of Access Hollywood and like an NBC person.
I'm glad you know that, because I had no clue who the fuck she was.
Well, she used to be on Sports Nation, and I thought she was entertained on Sports Nation.
Okay.
But that's a different story, really, altogether. But anyway, she apparently said some derogatory remark to Punk.
Because so hey, what's up, fuckface?
Pretty much.
Just screwing around with him, apparently.
Yeah, because apparently, they, know each other. Well, apparently AJ caught wind of that, and since she's dating Punk, got upset and told her to not disrespect her man like that again, or else there was going to be problems. And that's really pretty much all there is to this thing. And then, you've had the online internet blowing the shit out of this thing, and it's more than it really is.
Yeah. AJ got pissed, and then she's... whatever the bitch's name is was saying that AJ would... Or that CM Punk would suffer from crazy girlfriend syndrome or something like that, and whatever.
Yeah, anyway, that's kind of a where we're at with that thing. So, but AJ wins because they really don't want Natalya to really ever win the Divas title.
No.
You know what? My honest opinion, if they had booked this match to be Nikki Bella against her, I think you're right. I think she would have lost it.
I think so.
They don't want it, they don't want Natalya, for whatever reason, to...
Probably the third most talented woman on the main roster can't get a title. Well, at least they didn't have Oksana's boobs or something. Well, maybe her boobs on there. At least she wasn't, you know. Damn. All right. So, we're going to move on to the next match.
Yes.
And I'm dying over here. Pardon me for a second, fellas. Go ahead and talk. Intercontinental title match.
Intercontinental title match, we had... Do we actually have... Oh, yeah. Biggie Langston versus Damian Sandow. That's what happened.
I love Damian Sandow's shirt.
Yeah, that new shirt he has for Fortnum was pretty nice. I like it.
That was really cool. I am greater than you. That's great.
Yes.
That's wonderful. I need that shirt.
I was going to say, you're going to be buying that shirt, aren't you?
Hey, if anyone wants to send me a Christmas present... I would take that shirt in a size 2X, please.
Yes. Or he'll take the pink Dolph Ziggler shirt.
Actually, I would wear the pink Dolph Ziggler shirt in a 2X.
They have it at Walmart.
Do they?
Yes.
Are Walmart?
I think so.
See you guys. Fuck this. Who needs to do a show? Adrian, just sit here and push this button.
I know I saw there. It was a month or two ago, though, at this point. But
I didn't see it at ours. Huh. You know, it was years ago, back in when we were in high school. When, fuck, everyone had wrestling shirts. Kmart had them, and Walmart had them, and everywhere had wrestling shirts. And I used to go to Kmart and buy quite a few.
Oh, yeah.
I bought one of the coolest fucking Bret Hart shirts I've ever owned from there. Mm. It was really cool. And then they went away.
Wrestling with Shadows.
What?
Bret Hart shirt. Wrestling with Shadows.
Shut up. Anyway. And, yeah, it was just recently that, like, Walmart started carrying wrestling shirts again. They had a CM Punk one. I saw, the pink one when we were at Archon.
Yeah.
I saw that. They didn't have it in my size. They had, like, a Ryback one.
Yep.
You know.
I know I saw the one in Arnold. I didn't see the one down here, so I don't know. But I saw the one in Arnold, so.
You couldn't have given me a call or given me a heads up or bought it, and I could have given you the $10?
You never asked.
You didn't tell me, Dick.
I didn't know it was my job to tell you things. I'm really? Supposed to be like, you're like walking news shorts where I see something you might want to buy. I'm supposed to let you know immediately? No. How about you piss the fuck off and stop getting off my ass, all right?
Someone's got a little bit of... You're going to get a lump of fucking coal in your stocking.
I already did.
What'd you get for your Secret Santa gift Friday?
Oh, I got a bag of Twizzlers and a like candy cane full of Reese's Cups.
Cool. Anyway, all right, so Intercontinental title match. Keep going.
All right, so long story short, back and forth match for a little bit, and Big E Langston.
Oh, look at that. Look what I can do.
Wow. Unbelievable. People can hear me now. Yeah, nobody can hear.
Hey.
Wow, way to be mature and unplug the microphone.
Well, don't be a dick to me. Christmas spirit. Where's your Christmas spirit, cock block?
Right here.
Why don't you go get a spoon so you can eat my ass? Why don't we do that, huh?
Dude, I ain't got that much, but I'm in. It's ain't an all-you-can-eat buffet, man.
My ass is killing me. I suffer from a disease called no acetol. You can ask my wife. She finds my ass. She freaks the fuck out. She's like, oh, God, you really have one.
Shut up. All right.
Anyway,
can we go over the fucking pay-per-view here?
We are not ever going to do a video.
Mountain Man, I love it. Ladies, we're all pretty. Let's move on.
All right. Continue, Adrian.
All right. So, anyway, I was interrupted by the jackass of a host here, it's a back and forth match here for the most part between Sandow and Big E for it, and then Big E basically takes down the straps and hits his finisher, and it's over.
Good match.
Yes.
I think I like his music.
I kind of do too.
It's hard to look at him when he's like pointing down his cock.
Yeah. You mean like my avatar?
That's quite a full boss.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about, Adrian. That's horrible.
You're welcome.
Alright.
What was our next match on the pay-per-view here?
The tag team elimination fatal four-way. Insert like more things here.
I gotta say, alright, my favorite part of this match was that Michael Cole calls him, they say that Curtis Axel and Ryback want to be called Ryback Axel, and JBL says, God, that's a stupid name.
Yeah.
And Michael goes, well, you came up with it. He's like, yeah, but I wasn't being serious. Jesus.
That's, Rybacksel, that is retarded.
And no wonder they were the first team to get eliminated.
But it was Rybacksel versus the Real Americans versus Big Show and Rey Mysterio.
Who you decided to call?
Oh, Mysterio Show.
Yes, Mysterio Show. Against the Rhodes Boys.
Yes.
Assback. There we go. That's their new name. They're not Rybacksel, they're Assback.
Xback.
No, actually, no, we're right. They're Rybacksel. It's Big Show and Rey Mysterio that are Assback. Actually,
we can call them Crybacksel now because they didn't win.
Yeah. And first team eliminated. And let's see. Hold on. Let me do the quick math here. Let me carry the five and then. Oh, yeah, that's right. Ryback still hasn't won a match on pay-per-view.
No, he hasn't.
He continues his losing streak.
Even in a tag team match, he still can't win.
Yes.
That's bad. Yes, I'm sure Teddy Long did have a hard-on during this match, because it was Adrian?
Holla holla triple, or holla holla quadruple tag team match.
There you go. Anyway, so yes, good match.
Back actually, this is probably the best match of the night.
Yeah, probably. We had major issues at the last for the last match, though, so I don't know how good that match actually was.
Yeah, that's part of the issue, too. But
so, Crybacksel, first team eliminated. They got taken out by... I don't remember.
I think they got eliminated by...
Big Show?
Big Show.
Yeah. You know, I thought it was funny. Big Show does the slap on McGilligan's chest, the whole shh, yeah. And then you hear, pop! Then the crowd starts chanting one more time, and he does it again.
Yeah.
And then they started chanting again one more time, and he does it for a third time. Yeah. I don't care who you are. That's got to hurt at least a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to sting like hell.
Like you would know.
Dude, have you ever thought about belly flops?
Dude, come here. Let's try it. I'll be Big Show. You can be McGillicuddy.
Your hands ain't big enough.
I don't care. My cock's big enough. Anyway. So they're the first team out then. And then...
the way that Big Show...
Oh, no, Goldust rolled them up. That's what that's it was. That's what
But the way that the Real Americans got eliminated next... God.
Who did Cesaro hit the swing on this time? It was Goldust, wasn't it?
I think so.
Okay.
But only for seven.
Cesaro goes diving for, like, a diving, like, splash on Big Show... Or diving crossbody, and Big Show hits the WMD out of, like, just while he's flying at him, just poof, and then Cesaro goes down. And then I think Rhodes got the pin on him, Cody.
And then we've got, and then it was down to two.
Yeah, Big Goldust got his ass handed to him most of this match. He was beat the fuck up.
Yeah.
But we end up with a pretty good back and forth effort between Mysterio and Cody.
I just want to throw out a nice little, I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for here? The nice gesture of showmanship for Big Show allowing Goldust to get up to his feet and making sure they're prepared.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good sportsmanship there by him.
The boot's low.
Yeah. So anyway, continue.
Anyway, great back and forth action between Cody and Rey Mysterio. But eventually, Cody hits a crossroads and it's over.
Your winners and still tag team champions.
Oh, you got this now. It's cool.
I've had this. I don't like it, though. Like, I don't like this file I downloaded.
Okay.
Maybe if I'd pay for, you know. Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about it. There's really no reason for them to take the belts off of them, anyway.
You know, I would have been okay if it had been the Real Americans that had come out of this with the titles. But
yeah, but that's because you're going with what Dolphins fan 1925 was saying on Twitter.
No, no, I would have been okay if the Real Americans had walked out of this title. I don't care if they did win.
No.
But I think...
You know, honestly, if the Real Americans would have won, or... Yeah, I'm with you. Either one of these two teams. I hate Rey Mysterio, so he can go eat a dick.
And I don't want Ryback.
And I don't like Cryback, so... Crybacksel, so they can go eat dicks.
I would have liked to have seen the primetime players or the fucking Usos in this match instead of those two teams, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't put the primetime players in there.
Well, I mean, I don't understand why they didn't put the Usos in there.
Heath, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Because you're the demographic I'm looking for.
Okay.
Would you have liked to see the primetime...
prime not time. That kind of demographic.
I can't even get out of the straight face. Would you like to have seen the primetime players on this in this match?
Yeah, they're a good solid tag team.
There you have it. From the gay community, he would have liked it.
Yeah. Fuck you.
I knew that's where you were going with it.
Let's see. Where's that butt plug that you had bought that one year? I'm going to stick it up your ass sideways.
What?
I thought you took that home.
No. Yeah. He stood up, and then he sat down, and it was gone.
Richard wants to know if we have Skype up.
I don't have Skype up. I'm sorry. Can't help you over there. We didn't have much time. I was doing shit tonight before the show, instead of getting ready for the show. Anyway, where were we? Yeah, so the gate community would have liked to have seen Darren Young in this match.
Yes.
And then why the Usos weren't in this match, I have no clue.
Now, the last two matches we really can't talk about in great length because we didn't get to see much of them because we were having some problems with our...
We saw 90% of the Daniel Bryan against the Wyatts.
I didn't see how it ended, though. That's the problem. But we do have the internet.
Bray Wyatt hit Naomi's sister Abigail on Daniel Bryan for the win.
Oh, okay.
So that's how that happens. Right after Bryan goes for the S-lock, but Bray Wyatt beats him in the head with right hands, and then he hits the, Good. I'm not a big fan of the Wyatts. I just don't know. I've seen them enough to where I just... They don't do it for me.
Okay.
I don't know why.
It's all right. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yes.
It's fucking stupid, but it's your opinion.
Come here, Adrian. Come here.
No. Ah, son of a bitch.
Watch your mouth. Anyway, yeah, the crab walk is kind of creepy.
I thought it was actually funny that the crowd actually was chanting, like, this is creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah. It's wrong, but you can have it. Oh. Yeah. Fuck you, Richard. You know what?
Richard, he knows what's up.
You can't fuck with the guy that's got the sound effects.
You know who else doesn't like him?
Huh.
Australians. And know what we say about Australians on this show?
What do we say about Australians on the show?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But fuck them, I think. This was more so less. We'll get Zeus to tell you what's up.
Zeus has school in the morning.
Yeah, I think he was drunk.
What?
Or no, he wasn't drunk. I'm sorry. He was playing wrestling, the video game. That's all his Facebook posts. He was playing someone in WWE 2K14.
Oh, okay. Anyway. The parts that we saw at this match were really, really good.
Hook says Australians can suck a bag of dicks.
There you go, Jake Mullen. Wait, no, shit. We missed a match somewhere.
Oh, The Miz and Kofi.
Oh, we missed two matches.
The match.
We missed two matches.
What other match did we miss?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about this match, too.
Wow. We are off the ball tonight, let me tell you.
All right, hey, let's say this. All right, so Brodus Clay versus R-Truth. Basically, Brodus runs his mouth to his own people. Tensai, or Sweet Tea, walks at him, and the fucking Dactyls walk out on him as well. And he ends up losing the match to R-Truth.
Yeah. I agree, Hooks. I don't know why they didn't have Xavier Woods, not Rhodes, Russell.
Well, I think the thing was is that they had him get beat up on Raw, and so that was, I don't know.
Maybe R-Truth felt that he needed to get revenge.
Right.
And then I don't have SOS pulled up. I forgot about this match. So Kofi Kingston beat... Because The Miz was running his mouth about Kofi during the pre-show.
Kofi bitch slapped him on the pre-show.
Kofi comes out and confronts him.
On the pre-show.
On the pre-show. And bitch slaps him.
And then they brawl a little bit. And then Booker T and Mick Foley separate them.
And so then they go back to the booth. And then they're like, oh, hey, this is a match now.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. Say this. The Miz was on the pre-show because he was hosting the pre-show.
No, we talked about that.
No, we didn't because he said, was The Miz on there? And I was like, no.
No, we did. You're like, yeah, he was on there. He was hosted.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Go back and listen to the podcast.
I don't listen to our show.
I don't listen to it either. I spend enough time with you.
Go back and actually find out if we listen to it at some point this weekend.
Do you know how to access our show?
Yes, you can listen to it on the website at twrnetwork.com, or you can download it from Podbeam, or you can download it from iPoons.
iPoons?
That's where he pops at, iPoons.
iPoons. That's right. Every Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. No, not Sunday nights. Sunday afternoons. Jason Heath is at the iPoon Lounge in the basement. For the right amount of money? Never mind. I'll just shut up.
Yes.
He'll hit shuffle on your playlist. Hello.
Hey, Heath, you got something crusty in your beard. I don't...
Oh. All right, anyway. In what was the worst Noby Q match possibly ever, R-Truth fought The Miz. Or not R-Truth, sorry. Kofi fought The Miz. I mean, they're interchangeable. They're black, right?
Oh, God. You did not go with it.
Oh, my God.
The views of Adrian Masters do not represent those of the R-Realm or the TWR Network. You racist motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm sorry for that. That one was too far.
All right, the shows went to hell. In a handbasket.
Wow.
Anyway.
Are we still on the air?
Yes, we're still on the air.
Or did somehow someone on the back and just yank us off the air just now? Wow. Anyway.
This was all that
Kofi,
great.
Yeah, in a no DQ match. And I'm reading over the quick summary. And it looks like the only thing that happened was The Miz was sent crashing into the barrier.
Matt said that escalated quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty much it. The barrier got in involved. And the fans actually started chanting boring partway through.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that was boring.
It was a horrible match.
Yeah, horrible. We'll touch on it later.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, but that gets us to the final match tonight, because we already covered the Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan match.
But I didn't hit the thing.
Who cares?
And I know people out there are getting a hard on right now, because I hit the music.
Okay, fine.
Like you. But yes, you're winners.
It's a good song.
I really haven't even listened to it, really. And you know, I'm starting to think here. Then you know when the Wyatts come out and they blow out the little torch, the little lantern, and then they come walking out. I'm starting to think that where they blow it out is pre-recorded every time. Because if he blows out the lantern and then he walks out, and it's not a fire lantern, it's a flashlight lantern.
Are you really fucking doing this right now? I mean, you remind me of... this reminds me of...
Have you heard my beef move?
Do you remember from the early 2000s where they did the thing where I think it was Jamie Noble couldn't see?
It was Nydia that couldn't see.
Or Nydia couldn't see?
Yeah.
So... Oh my...
I agree, Richard.
You remind me of this girl that I was watching the pay-per-view with, because they were having a blindfold match.
Oh, you told me about this.
And she goes, you know what? I think she can really see. And I'm like, really? You know? Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe it's pre-recorded every time they're like, we're here. Maybe, I don't know.
You're fucking retarded, man.
And I also hear...
And not in that, kind of okay Jake Mullen way.
And brace yourselves for this one. I also hear that wrestling is not always real.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. I it's what I've been
shut
told.
Shut your mouth.
You know,
I don't know. What?
We should... Can we just get on with this, please? Fine, go on. Cena lost to Orton in the final match. The end.
And your winner in... what the fuck are they calling it?
I think it's the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Which, I don't understand that, but whatever.
It you put the two names of the belts together, and it makes one thing, and it doesn't sound bad, so...
Why not just call it the WWE Champion? I don't get the point. Why do you have to recognize both?
Why shouldn't you recognize
both? In 2 years, they're going to have them separate again!
I don't think so.
I think they will.
Alright, well...
I think it will.
We've already established what we think of your opinion on the show, so...
Yeah, go eat a dick. Which belt you think they're going to use?
I don't think they're going to use either.
What?
Do you think they're going to have a totally new one?
I think they're going to present him with a new belt tomorrow night.
I don't think so. Dude, they just... Well, I said it when we were watching the show. We shit on that spinner belt for years, and they kept it around forever. They just debut a new title.
I think they're going to have a new title.
Hmm. It's kind of shit. Well, I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of this one either. It was too cartoony. No, I think he's good.
And I got to agree with Ms. Rich on this. Good move here tonight where they put the belt on a guy, on the guy that's been suspended three times and is one strike away from being fired instead of the guy they can trust.
No, he re-upped his contract, and it's been so long since he's gotten in trouble that one of the strikes fell off.
Really? They have that in place there?
I think so. I think after so long of not getting in trouble, they fall off. His strikes go away.
They might have. I mean, I don't know.
Good behavior. So, you know, at least I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I don't know.
We'll see. I mean,
all right, so let's dive into this bet.
Let's dive into this for a minute here, shall we?
No, let's not.
And,
so you gave me double point 1 week this week.
Yeah, dumbest idea I've had this since we've been doing this.
And what do I do with double point 1 week? I make it my bitch.
You got, just on this week, let's do the math here. Let's see, 111 points in 1 week.
As opposed to, what did I have? What do I have total now, though?
156 points.
Wow.
I've got 162. You have 156, and Heath has 97. You got 67 points tonight, Adrian.
And like 40 points from Raw.
30.
Oh, 30. That's right.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Well, I'm still not making any changes to my team because you can't fuck with excellence.
I have a change I would like to make.
Okay.
I'm dropping Big Slow.
Okay.
I'm going to replace him.
With?
I want to replace him with R-Truth.
Okay. Anything you're doing over there?
Who's on my team again?
If you don't know, I can't tell you.
You got Fandango and Natalya.
Damien, Cena, Natty, Fandango, Mark Henry, and Mysterio.
I don't know. I have to think about it.
Okay, so no, you're not doing anything right now?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So then we're going to move on.
Ow. Where Jason blows up our eardrums.
Yes.
Where I would sink this week is Jason's sound checking ability.
Shut up. Go eat a dick. We're going to go to our favorite segment of Let's Blow It. No. What stinks? This is where we're going to air out just what we didn't like in the world of professional wrestling this week.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first? Because I'm sure we all have a lot we want to bitch about.
Mine's kind of a small one in a way at this moment.
All right, what's yours? All right, vagina boy.
Oh, mine's in regards to the whole Miz and Kofi Kingston match tonight.
All right.
It seemed like it was just really thrown together because they were just looking for a filler match.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, the way the crowd responded, I think they felt it the same way, too.
Well, why are you going to go ahead and make it a no disqualification match if you're not going to do anything?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it was.
So, like I said, it felt way too much like a filler match.
Yeah. Adrian.
My what stinks is Eva Marie being nominated for Diva of the Year. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, this bitch can't even tell an arm bar from an open bar. That's really where we're at with her.
Yes. That's going to be my first what stinks is why the fuck are you even going to have her on there? I don't get it. Because she's a total diva bitch?
Yeah, apparently.
Why didn't they put the other Total Diva bitch on there? Why don't you just take AJ off of there and just put whatever the hell her name is?
JoJo?
Yeah. How the hell do you...
I forget who watches it. I just happen to remember.
Because he watches the show. He's our Total Diva's on-site reporter.
Yes. I've got multiple ones here. And then, my other one stinks here. How do you not have three of the best matches of the year not even nominated for match of the year? Three better matches than...
I don't even know the answer to that question, so...
And you're not even going to have them on there.
Because we're not the ones in charge.
Because they haven't agreed with this thing.
Retarded. That's all I can... Retarded. Oh, we can't have a better match in Triple H, so we can't put that match on there. And internally, it was even... Everyone thought that was the best match of the year, which how... You can think that CM Punk against Brock Lesnar was better than CM Punk against John Cena is beyond me, but whatever. You got any more, Heath?
No.
Adrian?
Just the whole... I want to go over the ones from the chat here.
Okay.
The rigged voting on Raw from Montana Man.
Okay.
Wood stings from Hooks, no swerve at the end with Vince.
Yeah, I thought something was going to happen there.
And nothing happened and was kind of lame.
It kind of was, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens tomorrow.
Mr. Richard, because apparently he's the only one that watches TNA. Is Ethan Carter III winning the one of the Feast or Fired cases, and everybody knows it's going to be the world title shot.
I'm sorry, what?
And everybody knows it's going to be the world title shot.
No, where is this?
TNA.
I don't know what Feast or Fired is.
Okay, they have basically a match where there's like six people to compete in it.
Okay.
And there's a briefcase that's hanging above each four of every corner.
Okay.
If once you grab a briefcase, that's your briefcase. There's a briefcase that has a world title shot, a briefcase that has an X Division title shot, and a briefcase that has the tag team title shot.
Okay.
And then the other case has pink slips because you're fired.
Nice.
Wow.
It's actually a really cool match concept. It's one of the few things I like that TNA does.
Okay.
And then they reveal what was in the cases of their next pay-per-view thing.
Oh, okay. Cool. You got any more?
I think that's pretty much it.
You don't have any more what stinks?
I mean, I'm good.
Okay.
Other than you.
I was going to go with you.
And your show preparement skills.
Fuck you, I was busy. I didn't see you assholes getting moving on anything else.
We tried. We were down here getting stuff ready as soon as the pay-per-view was over, but you were all like dilly-dallying around doing what the fuck ever.
I was right by... I almost pushed you down my stairs because you were going so goddamn slow.
Not the way I remember it. You know what? Let's not do this in front of our children, our fans, all right? Come on, we're like mom and dad here.
Did you have sand in your vagina tonight?
We're mom and dad here. Clearly I'm dad and you're mom. But hey, we gotta stay on target for the kids. We the people.
Mm-hmm.
Olé.
Sucker. All right, Adrian, I'm gonna let you go first, there, young sir.
Okay.
Fucking dickhead.
All right.
Oh shit! Did the mic pick that one up?
Oh, I don't know.
Can you dig it?
All right.
The winner of the 2013 Royal Rumble is going to be Daniel Bryan. Oh, I'm sorry, 2014. Sorry.
I cannot dig that.
Okay.
I've got my pick already.
Who do you think's going to win?
CM Punk.
Okay.
Don't ask me as far as who I would be the winner. But as far as digging Daniel Bryan, no. I think it's going to be somebody different.
Who do you think it's going to be?
That I don't know, but I just don't think it's going to be Daniel Bryan.
Oh, you knew. I can't pick a wrestler right now.
Okay, fine.
Fuck you.
here's my thing.
God, I wish this cold.
If Shawn Michaels says he doesn't want to come back.
Okay.
I don't see what else you're going to be able to do with Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania other than put him into either a match with Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
I think Cena's going to get a rematch against Orton at the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
So I don't think Cena's going to be in the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
I think they're going to try to push to do the Punk versus Triple H at WrestleMania. So I don't think Punk's going to win the Royal Rumble. That's why I'm going with Daniel Bryan.
All right. Royal Rumble Final 2. Bryan and Punk both eliminated at the same time, and at WrestleMania it's going to be a Fatal 4-Way match with Orton, Cena, Punk. Why the hell would Cena be in there? And I don't think they do a redo of the... Yeah, it would be the 20th anniversary of the Bret Hart and Lex Luger simultaneous.
It would actually be. That would be.
Hmm.
Because it's Super Cena.
But that was my wood stinks. So I'm going to dig my own.
That was your wood stinks for Kenny to get?
Yeah, whatever. Fuck off. All right. It's 11:30 already.
Yeah. All right, Heath, you got one?
Shoot. Don't add it. Okay. I was going to say, don't do the music for me. Can you dig it? We'll see Orton get screwed over by Triple H tomorrow night.
God damn it.
I can't dig it.
That was actually going to be mine.
I can't dig it. I don't think he's going to. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it will either, honestly.
But that was going to be your can you dig it.
Yeah, it was going to be my can you dig it. It was that Orton's getting screwed tomorrow night.
Cena is entitled to a rematch, and I think that's going to happen in the Royal Rumble.
Possibly. Let's see. Hook says this is way out there, and I know they wouldn't do it, but at Mania, would it be cool? It would be cool for DX versus Bryan and Punk.
It would be, actually. I'd be on board with seeing that match, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think Shawn Michaels has any interest in coming back to wrestle.
No. He's doing his other stuff.
Be cool, but no. Make it happen.
Alright. I gotta come up with a new one on the spot because it's some asshole. Can you dig it? Orton gets screwed by Triple H, holds up the belt, winner of the Rumble gets a title. No.
I'd like that to be happening, but I don't think it's going to.
I don't think it will. DX versus Bryan and Punk and eliminate. No, if Shawn Michaels comes back, he's coming back for Mania.
Shawn Michaels will be back for anything short of WrestleMania, and even then, I don't think he's coming back.
No. All right. Can you dig this? With the unification of the both world titles, we will see a unification of both mid-card titles.
I can't dig that.
No? They don't do anything with the U.S. title anyway. Why even have it?
I think you're going to have the Shield feuding over the U.S. title here shortly.
You think so?
I think so. You're going to have a triple threat match for the United States title. It's going to be Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose.
All right.
See, that I could dig as far as what Adrian said.
Okay, can you dig this? We're going to have a feud over the... Just came to me in a vision. Okay.
Yes, there you go. All right.
All right, we're going to move on.
I think we covered all the ones in the chat already.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, it's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy. Not Price is Right. Which, you know what? Speaking
it's
of
not
America's...
Let's make a deal.
Shut up. Speaking of America's favorite game shows, I just want to send a special... Happy birthday to Bob Barker. Bob Barker turned 90 years old this past week.
So, really? Happy birthday, Bob Barker.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Nice.
Not that you're listening, but... Anyway, so it's time for America's Favorite Game Show. That's right. It is time for Jizz Jams.
Yes.
By the way, I put that in our description for our shows.
Yeah.
And if you go look it up on iTunes, they actually edit Jizz Jams.
I'm not surprised.
They put symbols in there for jizz.
Wow.
Kind of funny. Anyway, so here's how this game show works. I'm going to have Jason Heath guess, try to guess three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he will win himself a shit-free show on... Not next Sunday, because we're not going to do a show next Sunday, because we all got Christmas shit going on. However, the following Sunday show. All right? So
and unfortunately, I've only been successful twice since we started doing this.
Thank God it's only been twice. I don't think I could do this if you were more successful at it. All right, you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Your first one. Let me find it here.
Sounds like it could be something from the 80s.
Yeah, And your time starts now.
I want to see if the chat can get this one. Mr. Richard might be stumped.
I think we might have the chat on this one.
Like I said, it sounds like something from the 80s. Probably late 80s. I don't know.
Is your question for this from the 80s?
Is that using your lifeline? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Can he guess it?
No, I he can't.
Can't. Boom, boom. Got an answer?
No.
The correct answer that we were looking for is the wonderful tag team combination of Skip and Zip, the Body Donnas.
God.
As led by Sonny.
Yes.
Wow.
You ready for your second one here, Heath?
Yeah.
This one might be a little easier. I'm ashamed of myself for using this one, but you never know.
Oh, fuck. Shit, I know this one. Oh, damn it.
The chat has it.
Yep.
Though technically they're not right.
No, they're not.
I want to... Can I actually go ahead?
Sure. Hold on. Wait. You know how it works.
Yeah.
Now you may go.
I want to say it's Hunter Hearst Helmsley's original music.
Hold on. 1 second here. We got to check.
You know, whenever he was as the Blue Blood.
Okay. Hold on. I can't find any of my stuff here. There we go. All right, judges.
Yeah!
There you go.
That is correct.
All right, good job on that one, Heath.
God dang.
For some reason, that was in my head today, and I'm like, we'll use it.
Yeah, why not?
All right, so you're 1-for-2.
This is the deal breaker.
Yeah, not going to get this one.
Shit. I know this one, too.
Technically, there's two answers for this one.
Well, there's one specific I'm looking for.
That one would work. The one from the chat.
If he would get that one, I would give it to him, but I don't think he's going to get that one. All right, and your time starts now.
Fuck. I recognize it. That's the problem.
Well, I'll tell you this afterwards, so...
Do 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 do.
Shit.
Yes, Hooks, you are 100% right. That's probably why he does recognize it.
Yeah. Can he guess it?
No, I can't.
He can't.
Ha! Ha. Well, the reason that you can't. It sounds familiar is because it's a ripoff of No Sleep Till Brooklyn by the Beastie Boys.
Yeah,
that's why you recognize it.
Yeah,
the answer we're looking for is either A, the Full-Blooded Italians,
the FBI,
or Nunzio.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would have not guessed.
Hell, if you had guessed the Brooklyn Brawler, I would have gave it to you.
What?
Technically, the Brooklyn Brawler used that too.
No, he didn't. Did he?
Yeah.
Where the hell was I at? I didn't remember that Brooklyn Brawler used it. So, let's see. I guess we'll move on.
So, yeah, unfortunately, do not want to end myself a shit-free show.
All right.
Yay.
But hey, I got one. Better than my usual.
Good job.
Congratulations.
Yep.
What else we got here tonight, guys?
I don't know. I was just coming up with shit on the fly.
You know, we actually didn't grade the pay-per-view.
No, we didn't?
Yeah, we didn't give our actual thoughts on the pay-per-view overall.
Oh, shit. Okay. We'll stop that then.
All right.
Okay,
so
Adrian.
Overall, I'm going to give TLC a solid 7.5.
Okay.
I wasn't wowed by a whole lot. I might have given a better grade had I gotten to see the final match.
Yeah.
I know.
But since it was kind of choppy for me. And I
also seen more of the Wyatt Bryan match as well.
So I'm going to give it 7.5, though, because overall it was all right. There wasn't anything too bad except for the Miz-Kofi match. So.
All right. Vagina Boy?
I give it a 7.
The man whose tongue was made for clitties and titties.
I give it a 7.
I think I'll go 7 as well.
Looks like that's about the average grade from the chat, too.
We Montana Man gave him a 6.
We got a 7 from Richard, a 7.5 from Hulix, a 6 from Montana Man.
So yeah, on average, about a 7.
All right. Hey, you know, when we were doing our roll call?
Yeah.
We forgot to mention Kevin Gritterden.
Oh, we did. You know what? No, we didn't forget to mention him. I purposely didn't mention him because he hasn't been listening.
Oh, he hasn't? What?
I know he hasn't been listening because... Hang on here. Let me go back here. Because the other day we had a discussion on the Facebook page about Zeus.
Did I miss this?
Let me find it here.
Was it was our group page?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. How the hell did I miss that one?
Because he was asking what happened to the Zack attack. Alright, can we get this pulled up here? It's going to be a little bit down here.
Yeah. We didn't give a shout-out to the Rodfather either.
Oh, we will give a shout-out to the Rodfather.
That we will. What?
Piss off.
Whoa, hang on now. I have to ask this. Why did you, like, piss on the olive branch of peace?
No, uh-uh.
That's what he says, man, and I believe him.
Oh, you know what caused
it. Whoever smelt it, dealt it, dude.
Oh, hey, so, no, Tom Long. Tom Foolery?
Here it is.
Tom Foolery? That's who Tom Long is?
Yes.
Yeah, he messaged me, so don't forget about him.
Okay.
Meant to give you a shout-out.
And shout-out to Tom Foolery. Tom Long.
All right. No, here's what caused it.
Here it is.
Oh, there was one of those stupid little games on Facebook that Jason Heath put up something. Which one did you put up?
Oh, this was in regards to where I got caught by actually commenting on something or liking it. And
yeah, someone's like, oh, I'm pregnant, or oh, there's a raccoon in my bedroom, or I just took a pop shot in the mouth. Oh, wait, that would have been a truth from Heath. Anyway.
Thank you.
And something like that.
So you know what I left on my page. Yeah, the comment that I left on my page is, I confess, I like porn. Which, who doesn't?
Okay.
So he actually decided to, he either liked it or commented on it, I don't remember what. And that's when I sent him the whole message, you know, through just the Facebook Messenger as far as, okay, hey, you actually did what I did earlier, now you got to do the same thing.
So basically, he caught him in one of those stupid Facebook games. Now, you know there's a quick solution to it, right? You just don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, I thought it was kind of fun anyway.
I got caught. So. Who did I think it was like Jake or something.
I almost got caught on Esther's, but I didn't.
Which one did she put up?
The one about stepping in poop.
Oh, like fell in puke or something at McDonald's. Or yeah. And it was funny because she did that one and then her mom like immediately texted her. Oh, is she okay? Or she called. I'm just like, oh, God.
God.
Anyway, so Kevin Curtin hadn't been listening. Where did I miss this at?
Okay. Hey, guys. I never see links about the Zack attack. So... I'll go down there. He's still watching. He calls into our show every couple weeks, and he talks about stuff like why Jake Mullen sucks and Curry Man, right, Tom Smith? And then,
I see now.
Tom posted, and then, like, a couple of folks later, I'm like, wait a minute. We have a show where we talked about this on Kevin Curtin, and I thought you listened, goddammit.
Well, that's right. No, my work schedule's been intense, and with winter snow here,
So we're revoking your ball cup.
Yes.
If you're listening, which I don't know if you are or not.
No. Rodfather is. Leonard Taylor, we already gave one to.
Yeah, he was here earlier, so we already did him.
El Duque. Zeus may listen to us again.
Zeus, yeah, he could be.
Maybe not on, but... Anyway. You know what, fellas?
What?
Montana Man said Zeus's wrestling name should be Justin Cider.
That's actually really funny. Too bad Zeus couldn't come up with that one himself. Hold on. Stall for me for a second, guys.
All right, so... Heath, I want to talk about the overrated legend that is Bret Hart.
You can shut up right now.
You told me to stall for a few minutes. This is what I'm doing.
All right.
Anyway, hey, fellas, guess what?
What?
I think we're going to call it.
Okay.
You think we covered everything?
Do we have anything else you wanted to cover?
We didn't do our fake news story of the week.
Oh, shit.
But, hey, you know what? You already hit the music. It's too late. God damn it.
Let's just, you know, do one or two quick ones. How's that?
Fair enough.
We went to appease the rest of the guys.
That was funny.
I like this one here. Older, mellower, Mel Brooks changes ring name to CM Smooth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait a minute. What's... I'm seeing one down here. Oh, God. No.
What?
Uh-huh.
You know what's funny? Because every now and then, people will think that whatever Kayfabe News posts is yes. real. And I actually saw this. They posted something on Twitter about the story that Undertaker will be portrayed at WrestleMania by Hunico. Okay. And someone's like, ain't no way. Uh-uh. There's no way the Undertaker will be replaced at WrestleMania. This better be fake.
That's funny.
Here's your card.
Wow.
The WWE to unify the Intercontinental and Divas Championships.
Is that going to be your story?
No, I'm going to go with the...
All right, here's mine. Wrestling fan unsure how to spell TLC. Gavin Peterson, a 20-year-old wrestling fan from Houston, hoped to make a large, colorful sign to hold overhead during tonight's World Wrestling Entertainment pay-per-view, but was unsure how to spell the event's name, TLC. Peterson, whom friends and family worry might be functionally illiterate, attempted to find an answer on Twitter, but his search term, hashtag TCL, only yielded stock prices for Trinidad Cement Limited. For several minutes, Peterson struggled in vain to deduce the proper spelling, but his Google search for tables, spelled T-A-B-B-E-L-S, ladders, L-A-D-U-R-S, and chairs, A-N-C-H-A-R-E-S, turned up no results. Peterson was afraid to ask his friends for advice on how to spell the term because they mercilessly mocked him for several months ago when he misspelled TNA. He finally opted to make a sign in support of Daniel Bryan that simply read, Yaz. Y-A-S. Good job, buddy.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right, I'm going to go with mine here is... Older, mellower Phil Brooks changed his ring name to CM Smooth Jazz.
What?
Although the moniker CM Punk accurately depicted his rebellious anti-establishment attitude of his youth, a more mature and complacent Phil Brooks changed his professional wrestling pseudonym to CM Smooth Jazz. After more than a decade of success and popularity as a brash idealist with a chip on his shoulder, the man formerly known as CM Punk believes the older generation of wrestling fans relate to his newer, tamer persona. Brooks has abandoned his identity as the voice of the voiceless in favor of his new mantra, don't make a fuss. His ring entrance music was all by being a Living Colors 1980 hit cultural personality, but rather a popular adult contemporary saxophonist, Kenny G's 1993 signal, Forever in Love.
Wow.
No longer a so-called Paul Heyman guy, Brooks has publicly said on Twitter that he is now more of a Paul Anka guy. And he has also abandoned his drug-free, alcohol-free, straight-edge lifestyle, meaning that he enjoys a nice little glass of sherry while listening to Michael Bolton records.
Oh my God. You know, how do they come up with this kind of stuff?
I don't know, but sometimes it's entertaining.
Yeah, it is.
Alright, let's hear the glass.
Alright. So, I would say, what do we got coming up on the network?
But we don't know anything on the network right now.
Probably not. Dan's last I heard still in the hospital, so...
I would not plan on a shooting from the hip this week.
And I am definitely not planning on a hour bomb on next Sunday, because we're all busy with family stuff.
Yeah, sorry, I'm gone for Christmas, guys. We're taking a week off.
We are going to take a planned week off, let me tell you that one. We'll be back with you on the 29th. So 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be back.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a shame that you guys can't get that next day off.
Why?
We could do a drunk show in honor of New Year's.
We could.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I can't.
I could take them in. I could go in late. But
do you want to do a drunk show?
I cannot.
You don't have to.
Okay.
We can be drunk and make fun of you, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right, cool. I think we'll be doing a drunk show.
Mr. Richard won't be here at that point.
Why? You don't have to be drunk either. It's fine. Anyway. But anyway, I think Tuesday, is there a new FTW?
There will be. Actually, no, they're on Christmas break, too.
Oh, are they?
They get 2 weeks off.
Oh, we only take the one.
So everybody's taking time off of the holidays for the most part but us.
We're taking a week off.
Just saying.
What? Are you crying over there?
No, but...
You gonna squirt a little bit?
I am. In your eye.
Oh,
you know what? Because I'm one of the dicks.
Excuse me?
I'm one of the dicks.
Let me try this again.
Oh, Mr. Richard's going to be in Arizona that week because he's going to the Michigan Sucks Bowl.
What's your? I don't understand your obsession with college sports. It's college.
Because Michigan's going to lose because they suck.
It's college. It's not even real football.
It pretty much isn't. You are correct.
I know.
Especially the way they play it in Michigan.
Yeah.
Bunch of hosers they are.
Yep. All right, Adrian.
I'm waiting for him to be pissed off at me.
Oh, I'm sure he will be. So, Adrian, when someone has a problem with something that we said on the show, what do they do?
You know what? I got to throw one more in there. My fantasy football team played better than the Michigan Wolverines, and they were horrible this year.
Were they made up of Special Olympics kids?
Yes.
Okay, good. Or the Michigan football team.
Not both. Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, so, Adrian.
Yeah.
If someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do they do?
They can do whatever the fuck they want. I'm taking a week off.
Okay, if someone wants to get a hold of us during our week vacation, what do they do?
They can send an email to gofuckyourself@gofuckyourself.com.
I wonder if that domain's available. See,
go for it. Go for it.
Apparently, Richard's a little pissed off at you right now.
Jake Mullins wasn't here, so you were our next target. Sorry.
Yeah. Seriously, Adrian.
They can send us an email to thehourbomb@gmail.com.
You can also, I guess the forums are still up. I haven't checked it.
I think so.
I didn't check it this week, actually. Are you playing with your nipples?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. You can send us a message on the forums and on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook, review us on iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yes.
And, apparently we're supposed to have articles still. Richard, I think...
Apparently we don't have forums anymore.
Yeah. I guess we don't have forums. I didn't know we got rid of the forums.
We no longer have forums. Sorry about that, folks. We retract that original.
All right. So you can send us an email. You can message us on Facebook. You can leave a message for us on the group page. You can do whatever really the fuck you want. You can message me privately and say, hey, what's your number? I want to call you, and I might give it to you if you're cool.
Wow.
Or I'll give you Jason Heath's number and tell you it's my number just because I'm a dick.
And that works, too. We have written it on bathroom stalls.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
So I got his job as a jizz mopper.
Yeah. Anyway.
I laid off of you until just now, so fuck you.
Yeah. All right, Heath, you're a big loser this week.
Yes.
So what do you got for us?
You know, feeling a little rock and roll tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm listening.
Need to have a little fast, too. You know, so let's go into the express lane on it.
What? Doesn't even make any sense.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
I don't either.
How about a little bit of the Rock and Roll Express?
Uh-huh. Okay.
The Mount Montana Man for a good time called Jizz Popper Ad.
All right, guys. I think we can get out of here. So, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albertine. Adios, motherfuckers.
The
Big
Bad Booty Daddy. The Big A Adrian Masters quits this bitch.
And the Jizz Popper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
We will try to do this again in 2 weeks. Until then, hey, Merry Christmas. Hey, you know what? I'm just take a special, just quick time out here. And I actually do want to wish all of our listeners out there a safe and Merry Christmas.
Or holiday Indeed. Season if you don't celebrate Christmas. Whatever, we don't care.
It's Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Merry
holidays.
Christmas,
happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Kwanzaa. Joyeux Noël. Happy Fuckaka.
Happy Fuckaka?
Yeah. It's like Hanukkah, only it goes on for 8 days, only it's fucking instead of gift giving. So it's, you know, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you got that.
For some reason, I see Peanut saying that.
Put on a Hanukkah, here comes Fuckaka.
Wow. Get us out of here.
Yes.
That's what I do.
We will see you in about 2 weeks. So until then, you've been
Hour Bombed.
Olay!
Right.